Get up with Goldie and Ash Pollard. 101.3 CFM.
Hey, Ash away for a couple of weeks, so producer Gia is hanging out with me. How are you feeling?
I'm struggling. I usually stand doing this job, but I am sitting today for a reason.
Yeah, there's a few of us around the office that did the Beta Bay Fun Run yesterday, 12Ks. Zero training we all did as well. We just launched straight into it, but everyone's getting around today going, oh, mate.
I'm so impressed with us, though. I mean, I was a last-minute ringie, and on Friday you were like, you should do it, and I was just like, okay. And then 12Ks later, here we are, and I can't walk anymore.
You made it sound like you were going to struggle through it, and the next thing I know, you've left me behind, and you go, all right. I said beforehand during the week, I said, look, we'll all run together. We'll all stay together. If someone needs to walk, that's fine.
Well, we split off into pairs. I didn't leave you alone.
And then I was like, hey, all right, see you guys. No worries, I'll just plod along here and finish myself.
It's not personal. I just found my pace and I was like, catch up.
Yeah, we did kind of split off into pairs. You went off with
Kim
from our promotions team. I had Jamie, my fiance, with me. And a little bit later in the show, I want to get Flynn back on the show.
What a champion.
Flynn's the 17-year-old who last year, I do regret this, but we ran into the stadium. He was having an asthma attack.
And you left him behind.
No, well, his mum was there to help him.
His
mum was there to help him. I had trained a long time to crack an hour 20, and I was looking at the clock and it was hour 19. Okay, yes, I left the kid behind. And I've regretted it ever since, but this year we ran it together and he came back for me this year.
What a champion. I actually was so impressed. We ran past him and we're like, come on, let's finish together. He's like, no, I'm waiting for Gaundy.
He could have finished 5 minutes ahead of me. Instead, he waited.
5:10.
Okay, well, let's not get too far out there. About 5 to 10 minutes ahead of me and he waited. But we'll get him back on the show. He raised some money for his asthma foundation and just some great charities for the Beta Bay yesterday. Over 2,000 people. Involved in the CFM run.
Wow.
Yeah, which is huge.
It didn't feel like it, maybe because we were so slow that everyone was in front of us.
Yeah, it was kind of
spread
out. Mm. And a massive thanks to all the volunteers that put that thing together
They helped so much. When you walk past, they're like, yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Let's do this. You're like, yeah, I can do this. Yeah. This is fabulous.
It's an amazing event that they put on each year. So just happy to be a part of it, CFM, and a big thanks to all the volunteers and everyone that gave it a crack for charity as well. Now, on the show today, we've got Sam, the winner of The Voice last night. If you missed it, this is Sonia Kruger doing her thing.
The winner of The Voice 2018 is Sam!
Sam! So she's pretty happy about that.
It was very exciting. I saw his performance, the one with Kelly Rowland, his coach.
Yep.
Oh, goosebumps. So good. They did a cover of Michael Jackson, They Don't Care About Us. So good. Oh, can't wait to chat to him.
He's been the controversial guy this year, the one that's been doing all the DJing and stuff.
Local whipping, they call it.
We'll have him on the show after 7 o'clock this morning. Next, though, Smarter Than Who, 13, 12, 16 for a Monday morning. Let's do this. Tickets to see Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, which is out this weekend. No, this Thursday, sorry. So if you want tickets, call now. Smarter Than Who. Hit cinemas this Thursday, Jurassic World.
It's our preview screening of it that we're doing.
Oh, we've got a preview screening,
do
we?
Yeah, we've got a preview screening.
Oh, it's the event on tomorrow night.
So it's pretty exciting stuff. Exclusive prize, this one.
All right, you'll get to see it before anyone else. We've got Shannon from Tuggeranong this morning. Morning, Shannon.
Hello, morning.
Morning. First time caller to the show.
Yes.
Oh, what's kept you away? Why now being the first time?
Just on the way to work and the first time I actually got a chance here, really.
Ah, I love it.
It's because she has to go against you and she's like, I can beat Gaundy. Easy.
All right. So you can't play. We need to find a way for you to be able to play this week, Gia.
Okay.
It can't be me all week. So can we get, like, Alan or someone else here to
do some... we'll get someone to do some questions.
So then people can play you.
Why? Do you think that you're going to make me sound dumb?
No, I just don't want to play all week. Like asking the questions, so it's more work.
Thanks, anyway, quiz master.
All right, best of five, names of buzzers, get one wrong, other person gets a point. No win, no prize.
Pressure's on. All right, question number one. Who hosts Family Feud on Channel 10?
Gaundy. Grant Denyer.
Correct, Amundo.
Although I think it's just being put aside, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's
put
still aside. On though, but okay. It's ending at the end of this season.
Sure.
Question number two, which country would you find the world's longest fence? In which country would you find the world's longest fence?
Shannon.
Go, Shannon.
China?
No, it's Australia.
Can I ask the question, is it the rabbit-proof fence? Is it that movie?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, there was a movie made about the rabbit-proof fence. Is it that fence?
I don't know. It was just a trivia question.
Okay, Australia.
Tell me which fence it was.
That's 2 points to me.
Okay. Yep. Let's see if you get this one. In a deck of cards, what is the only king without a mustache?
It'd be an absolute guess, this one.
Shannon, buzz in. Have a guess.
Shannon.
Go, Shannon.
Spades?
Oh, it's not. It's the King of Hearts.
No, I was going to say Hearts too. Oh, no.
Damn.
Yeah, I really wanted to give Shannon the movie tickets.
I know. I did too. She's the first time caller.
Oh.
Do we go against the policy of no win, no prize? That is the question.
Ash isn't here.
It's a Monday. Everyone needs a little hand every now and then.
Yes.
Tickets to see Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. That is yours, Shannon. We'll catch you at our preview screening.
Yay, thank you so much.
No worries, enjoy the movie. They're back bigger and more terrifying than ever. Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, Hoyts Arena, June 21. You can get your tickets now and it hits cinemas this Thursday.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard, CFM.
It's Monday, we need to do our good deed for the week and help the dogs out.
Yo, it's the dog of the week.
The one and only Deco Double G. At the Central Coast Animal Care Facility, live sound effects performed by producer Gia.
I just love that dog of the week. Oh, no, that wasn't it. I'll get there eventually.
Dee, what are you making of this from Gia this morning, mate? Her dog sound effects, they're making her go mad for a Monday.
I think it's wonderful. I think she does a great job.
Oh, I love you, Dee.
This is the nicest lady in the world. You're never going to say anything bad. Hey, Dee, I feel like this is, first of all, happy birthday for yesterday,
happy
mate.
Birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
I feel like this is an easy sell today, Dee. This is two puppies. If we can't get two puppies at home, there's something wrong.
Well, I think so. But Waffle got adopted. Waffle on the Walk.
The greyhound got adopted.
She got adopted.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Because there was the white dog. There was a lot of interest in, what was the other dog's name?
Bulldog or something.
Can't remember the name. A lot of interest in that dog.
Because he's gone now.
The greyhound's gone. All right, we're doing our job. But so who are these puppies today for Dog of the Week?
Well, we've got Rocket and his brother Moriarty. They don't have to go together. We've got a litter of seven of them in. They're cattle cross pups. They're 5 months old at the end of June. Now, Moriarty did get adopted, had a deposit put down, and unfortunately his adoption fell through. So he's still sitting here, same with his little brother Rocket. So we thought we'd put them up today.
Does that happen a bit, like adoptions falling through?
Yeah, it does actually. It does happen sometimes because we're very stringent with our adoption process as well, because we see a lot of reasons for people having to surrender their animals. Things like inadequate fencing and not having rental permission is a big one. So that tends to be one of the things that we make sure that if we're going to adopt a dog out, that they don't have those reasons why they can be surrendered or have to be rehomed again. So we do try to make sure that when we adopt a dog out, it is to their final home. And we get that things go wrong, but we do try to make sure that we do what we can to make sure that we're making sure that they go to a house with adequate fencing. They've got rental permission. And some people think they've got it, and then when they go to the real estate, they don't.
Well, that's the only thing holding me back from getting a dog is that I can't have one in a rental, and otherwise I would be adopting these puppies. They are adorable.
Yeah, but you might be able to be not an adopter. What is it, Dee, where you just look after them until they fly a foster?
Carer.
Yeah, there's foster carers too who can look after dogs short term. So maybe you're listening right now and that's for you. Look, I don't know. I mean, how do you end up with a couple of puppies, Dee? Do you often see puppies come in, or are they had there at the facility?
Look, sometimes we find them in our night kennels. Sometimes we get approached by other rescue groups. So quite a few of our... we've got about 20 to 30 pups here at the moment, actually. Some of them have been... we've been contacted by other rescue groups to help them out, so we take theirs. And we actually have a lot of people ring us up and say, look, you know, I don't know what to do with these dogs. So we do take them, and we also get them from other pounds, as you know. So, and other pounds usually find them in their night kennels as well.
I think we've got about another 9 or 10 coming in from other pounds in the next couple of days. So we are overloaded here with puppies.
All right. Well, this is the perfect opportunity. If you're looking for a new dog, this is a puppy. Although there is some older dogs there that desperately need a home. Absolutely. As well. So go down and see them all for yourself. The Central Coast Animal Care Facility. We're going to get Dog of the Week up on our Facebook page ASAP. And they'll be on the Central Coast Animal Care Facility as well. Dee, it's amazing work you do. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Thanks, guys.
Let's go. Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard, CFM.
We're putting this to the test. This is kind of, I guess, an audition to be our unofficial reporter for the World Cup. But we put a call out there and we said we need a phone line expert for the World Cup. And we got one. Nick at Hornsby called up and said he plans on watching a lot of the World Cup. Is that true, Nick?
Yeah.
Okay, mate. Okay, when you say a lot, like how many games are you watching? How much time are you dedicating to the World Cup?
Mate, I dedicated basically every single game on the weekend.
Wow.
And that will be the get-go for the rest of it as well.
I love it, Nick.
Because I watch no games. So,
not even Australia? You didn't even... Oh, come on, Gia.
Well, I knew that we were getting Nick on the line to get us across it.
All right, Nick, we gave you your top three things over the weekend,
and we
need to hear those top three things. So let's start at number three from the World Cup. What are you going to give us at number three?
Well, number three, I can't really look past last night. So last night, Serbia and Costa Rica played. It was a late game, about 10 o'clock. And Kolarov, the captain, stepped up against one of the best goalies in the world, Jesus Navas, and sunk a picture-perfect free kick and got them the win over a pretty high-placed team in the world, and that was pretty unreal.
This is great, mate, because I genuinely didn't know that. So that's I've learned a little bit of something about the World Cup here in at number three. I really hope you've got some Aussie stuff in the top three at some point, but what have you got at number two?
Well, you're very lucky because at number two, Mile Jedinak, he sunk a pretty pressured penalty after what Australians would think a controversial decision at the other end with France scoring first. And to get that goal in and to hold France out like we did, I reckon it's got to be up there. So it was definitely number two.
It was amazing on Saturday night. We played well against France, I've got to say. We didn't win, but for a nation who absolutely is mad for their football and us, we're kind of like, you know, we're the up-and-comers.
Exactly right.
We played really well.
France's team is worth like $50 million or something. Like, they're full of really good players.
And the rest.
Yeah, they're expected to make the final and almost win the World Cup. And for us to take it up to them, it's amazing, right, Nick?
Yeah, no, they're a top seven team. And to play how we did, we're in the mid-30s and... it was pretty unbelievable to watch.
Mile Jedinak is the captain of Australia, and he used to play for the Mariners too.
Did he?
Yeah.
He did when he was younger.
We actually do.
The Mariners, they get all the good players, and then they're going off playing for Australia. All right,
okay,
what's your number one thing? What is number one?
I've watched a lot of football games, and I've played a lot of football games, and this has to be one of the best games I've ever seen. It was Portugal-Spain. It was Saturday morning, quite early.
Okay.
And Cristiano Ronaldo scored the hat trick. He's the oldest person to ever score a hat trick in the World Cup now. And the 88th minute, they were 3-2 down against Spain. One of the best goalkeepers in the world, David De Gea, and he just sunk probably one of the best free kicks I'll ever see.
This is making me want to watch the World Cup. Nick, you're selling this to me.
Our phone line expert is an actual expert in the World Cup. I love it, mate. Okay, so that's your number one thing. And can I ask, this Thursday, can Australia get up? 10 p.m. Thursday night, SBS, can we get up over Denmark?
If you asked me before that game on Saturday, I think it'd be quite close and it'd be quite tough. But after Saturday, they've really shown that they can match it with the top teams, and I can definitely see them coming home with a win.
You should get a job with Fox Sports or something, Nick. That was incredible.
Nick at Hornsby, our phone line expert. I reckon we'll get you back on maybe Thursday morning ahead of the Australia game. Maybe give us the top three things we need to look out for in our match against Denmark. Can I ask just quickly, not to make this awkward, but are you single, Nick?
I am single, yes.
Because Gia, who I work with here, she said you sound hot. And watching her chat to you off air, I've never seen her try to act so cool in my life.
Stop it.
So it's like, oh, yeah, that's great, Nick. So, okay, that's interesting.
Well, he's single, so very it's all okay. It's all about
right,
boys.
This could be, yeah, this is really interesting. Chat Thursday, Nick, yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
Ah, he's blushing.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
We did put it out there on 13, 12, 16 for anyone that has a genuine foot fetish because we're trying to understand it. We're trying to understand.
And we said there's no way no one on the coast would have a foot fetish.
And look, we got no calls on it because I don't think anyone is actually into the foot bit.
Or at least willing to own up to being into the foot stuff.
Yeah, Chappelle Corby posted a very interesting photo, which I've looked at many times.
Really?
It's one of those things I can't seem to look away from. I'm trying to work it out, but... There was a photo posted. I've actually been going through some of her comments. I love following Chappelle Corby on Instagram.
You actually follow her?
Oh, 100%. Are you not following her?
Nah, I search her occasionally just for a bit of a lol.
Chappelle Corby's got 186 odd thousand Instagram followers. I was hooked in ever since that song she did about Queensland.
I'm in Queensland and it's sunny. I have the palm trees behind me.
I mean, that is just... You know, sing what you see kind of stuff. Whatever you see.
I
just...
can't believe that one didn't take off and get played here on CFM.
I think she takes the piss. I think that's what... I think she really does, Chappelle. Well, she likes to stir it up.
Ever since she got out and started getting on social media, she's just been doing weird stuff. And it gets in headlines because you're like, what's she doing now?
And I love it. It's awesome. So, Chappelle Corby, she's got a photo here where she's kind of holding hands... with a foot. So, I don't know, is that her boyfriend that she's doing it with? I'm not even sure. But so there's the foot and then her hand, and it's kind of
like
the old school when you're at school and you've got a girlfriend or a boyfriend
and you're holding hands, finger each, you know, one finger of hers, one finger of yours, one finger of hers, one finger of
interlocked.
Yours. But it's with toes.
Yeah, it's interlocked.
And the hashtags on it, I'm still wearing the smile you gave me, hashtag soulmate. So, yeah, must be boyfie.
As in soulmate, she wrote S-O-L-E, as in like soul of your foot.
Clever.
See what she's done there?
Oh, she is. She's really smart, isn't she?
But I'm loving some of the comments here on, because it has, it's freaked me out a little bit. But some of the comments here, this guy's written, okay, I'm reading these messages about what this image means and what you, Chappelle Corby, were thinking, but none of that matters because WTF, man, that is a stanky toe you're digging into. Damn the jam. It's all too much. And she's just written back with a smiley face with the tongue out as if she's absolutely loving it.
Have you ever held a toe, a foot?
I haven't, but last year on the show, people that listen to CFM might remember, producer Rach actually licked my toe for charity.
What?
Yeah, yeah, it went off on Facebook. She licked my toe for charity. Have you seen my foot?
I haven't.
Okay, I'm just going to just show you.
I don't want to see it.
No, just have a look at this. And so this is...
I'm scared. I'm your producer now. Am I in for a licking of a toe later on in life?
This is like the producer initiation. This is what Rach had to...
Got to deal with Gaundy's feet.
You've got to lick my toe at some point. But look,
they're hideous.
Yeah, that's...
What is up with your big toenail?
That's from playing footy. That's what you call a bit of an ingrown.
Oh, my God.
But I'm kind of used to the reactions on it now.
She licked that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She licked that, yeah. I should try and find that. I know it was like that, yeah.
Oh.
For charity. Now, us being a radio station...
Mm.
And we like to get things online for the hits.
I'll get lost.
Do you want to recreate the Chappelle thing and hold my...
Do I have to?
Why don't you hold my foot?
Oh.
We'll take a photo of it.
When was the last time you thoroughly cleansed that foot?
Oh. Yeah, a good 6 months ago.
You reckon there's some jam in there?
After the Beta Bay. I gave it a good scrub yesterday.
Okay.
I love that you're coming around to it, by the way. You're actually considering recreating it.
I'll do anything.
Okay.
I won't lick it, though.
Okay. No, it's a deal. Did you say yet?
I'll think about it.
I reckon we recreate this Chappelle.
All right, let's do it. It'll be up on the CFM Instagram very shortly.
Let's go. Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. 101.3 CFM.
All right, so we've just recreated the Chappelle Corby photo on her Instagram page.
I feel dirty.
It was bizarre. It was...
Do you feel like we've bonded, though?
I feel violated is what I feel. I don't know how she arranged that photo. If you haven't seen Chappelle Corby's photo on her Instagram, she's interlocked, holding hands...
With a foot.
I think it's her boyfriend's foot.
Yes.
And so for her to organise that and be like, hey, I want to do this photo, get your foot up, I'll put my hand in there.
Bizarre.
What we just went through there, it was weird.
Well, we're not dating, though.
No,
that's
true.
Because it was weirdly intimate. I went to touch your feet. I was like, they're soft. It's weird.
Yeah, when your fingers went through my toes.
My hand. I'll never be clean. Can I boil my hand? Is that safe?
Kind of felt nice.
Oh, don't.
Is what I'll say. So I've got the comparison photos. This is just, this goes down as a hashtag why. But what should the caption be that you copy Chappelle Corby's photo?
It's got to be as clever as hashtag soulmate, S-O-L-E.
Oh, we'll just use that hashtag
you
as
wanna?
Well, yeah. Right. All right, so I'm about to post this photo. D from the animal care facility has been listening. She said she'd pay for me to get a pedicure.
If I'm going to lick it.
We're not going to lick it. That's just, we've done that.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm,
this is next level.
I don't need that any more than you need that. So put it that way.
I wonder how big this guy's foot was, because it actually kind of, I had to full jam my fingers between your toes. Like it was a squeeze.
Oh, it was a proper, yeah. It was a proper grope. You groped me.
Oh,
is what happened.
That's asked for it.
That's violation. Yeah, that's I did ask for it. I did ask for it. Hey, Dean's going to join us next. He's got some audio from the MTV red carpet, which you may have seen last night. Catherine Langford.
Yeah, some I audio love her. From her. She's amazing because she's on 13 Reasons Why, the main girl out of that. And she's only young, but she's just, I can't. She's just amazing.
Perth girl too, so she's
from Perth.
Yep.
Well, they breed some good ones in Perth, don't they, Yondi?
She's an Aussie, sure do. Yeah, it's just what we do.
You included.
Yeah, that's it.
Bargain prices on computers, cameras, printers and more at Domain Computers West Gosford's half-yearly sale.
101.3 CFM. Hoopla.
Dean McCarthy, happy Monday to you, mate. We need to get onto this Jay-Z and Beyonce. They've dropped a bombshell on us.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know how they had time for these guys, but Jay-Z and Beyonce, secretly amongst having twins, amongst touring the world, dropped a new album this weekend. It's called Everything Is Love. It's exclusive to Tidal, of course, because, you know, they own Tidal, so that's like a double payday for them. I love it. But you know what? It's really cool, and it's the first time they've collaborated together in quite a while. It's kind of rekindled their love. As you know, they've renewed their vows. So, you know, they really are back on, and they are cashing their way to the bank with all this new money and new songs.
I can't deal with how successful they are. They've got it all. A marriage, kids, millions of dollars, touring, albums.
I love Jay-Z and Beyonce, but what really put me off was when they sold the world that they were having all these troubles, which they were, and then it kind of came out that they did it to sell tickets to their shows around the world. You know what I mean? Like they did this whole, are they together, aren't they together? And then they hit this world tour. It really put me off those
Like
two.
If they were really struggling, they'd probably keep it private. But they've used it as a publicity.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
To sell tickets to the show. But massive fan of them both individually.
Doesn't change how good their music is.
Yeah, they certainly
album's
going
to be absolutely amazing. If only we had Tidal.
Dean, have you tried to download Tidal, that thing that Jay-Z runs?
No, I don't. I don't have Tidal. I listen to the radio. I get all my music from the radio.
So do we.
That's a good answer.
Surprising.
Mate, I tried to download it and it is hard to use. It's like no one uses it and they haven't put any kind of
effort in.
Yeah, well, all the songs, a lot of them are with Apple Music or Spotify. Like, the Tidal one's just super hard to find any songs you like on there. It's literally all Jay-Z and Beyonce's, basically.
Yeah,
really.
They've got a couple of exclusive things. But, hey, Dean, now the MTV Movie Awards, the red carpet, you hit it up.
Yep. Oh, I certainly hit it up. I got to tell you, it was a star-studded red carpet. Kim Kardashian, Kris Jenner, Chris Pratt, Zendaya. Oh, I loved it. And I got to catch up with one of my favourite actresses, Catherine Langford. Now, Gord, you love 13 Reasons Why, don't you?
Yeah, I'm right into it. Yeah, I've watched both seasons. Yep. Looking forward to the third. Good show. Full on. Pretty full on. Yeah.
Very full on.
Yeah.
Yep, Catherine, of course, the star, as you would know, she's not returning for the third, but she was nominated for an MTV award yesterday. I won't spoil the ending. I'm not going to ruin the awards for you because they are, of course, airing this week on MTV Australia. But here we are on the red carpet as she gushes about her nomination and playing such an iconic role.
I'm just psyched to be nominated. It's amazing, you know, to like feel that you were able to play a character that so many people resonated with. So I think just her legacy in itself is the biggest reward.
Yeah, Perth girl, can I say, has lost her accent being overseas in the States, mate.
Yeah.
She's starting to do a five sauce and talk with an American accent.
Do you reckon?
Yeah,
I don't think that's that pronounced.
What do you think, Dean?
Can I tell? Well, here's the thing. I keep my Aussie accent because we talk every day. But if you don't talk to Aussies every day, it's really quick to lose it. It's really easy.
I know what you're saying, though. She's got a bit American on us, rolling her R's. But unless you're talking to Aussies a lot, it's very difficult to keep your Aussie accent.
She is relatively young as well, so she's impressionable. Yeah, that's, you know, true. She's like a sponge.
She's the next big thing, I think. Honestly, off the back of this show and some movies she's got lined up, I think she's the real deal.
Yeah,
for sure.
The first thing she did was 13 Reasons Why, and she's blown up.
Yeah, it's amazing. Dan, good to chat, man. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
Scoopla with Dean McCarthy live from LA, and it is all thanks to Domain Computers in West Gosford. Bargain prices on computers, cameras, printers, and more. Domain Computers, West Gosford's half-yearly sale. Get in there and see him. We've got Sam on the show next. He's the winner of The Voice last night, the controversial winner, the DJ who's been mixing it up, the vocal looper.
The vocal looper. Give him some credit.
Yeah, but he's like a producer who kind of
DJs don't call themselves DJs anymore. They're music producers.
I'm not down with the DJ lingo. But he's going to join us on the show next.
Get up with Gaunty and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
We have listened to the controversial artist from The Voice, Sam Perry, after he won it last night. This is Sonia Kruger announcing the winner.
The winner of The Voice 2018 is Sam!
Yeah, he's the loop artist that had a lot of people talking this season of The Voice, and he joins us on the show right now. Morning, Sam.
Morning.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
We are great, mate. Can I just say I've been a supporter from the get-go. I've loved you on this show. Whenever we've had people suggested for chats of The Voice, Gia, have I not said?
I've awkwardly had to go back to the organisers and gone, oh, we really want to talk to Sam. Can't we talk to Sam? They're like, oh, you know, we'll set it up soon. And here we are.
I said, this is the guy with the talent. This is the one with the talent, and you've taken it out last night. How's it feel, man?
Mate, it's unreal. It still hasn't really sunk in for me, to be honest. It's been such a whirlwind of emotions and quick movements. But look, obviously very proud of what I've done. You know, this whole journey pushed through all the controversy and remained true to what I do and hopefully educated a bunch of people on my way.
How have you handled the haters, can I ask? Because you get that a lot in the lead up to the final. How do you take that on and then still get on TV and do what you do?
Oh, look, they're always going to hate. I think I learned that real quickly. We all get haters, even if you're just singing. So someone's always got something to say. And, you know, I feel sorry for them, to be honest. I'm proud of what I've done. I'm proud of what I've achieved. And you can't just pick, you know, buy one of these things, buy a loop station and become good at it and win The Voice overnight. You know, it took 6 years of hard work to get to where I've got. You know, I signed up for a mainstream television program. So I actually find it quite funny reading some of the hating comments. Their grammar's appalling, I must
say. But even Boy George earlier in the competition said something along the lines of, like, this is called The Voice and you're not really a singer. I mean, that must sting when they call you not a vocal artist when you're doing things with your voice.
Yeah, look, I mean, I'm strictly only using my voice. I've read a bunch of comments saying I use auto-tune and stuff like that. It's just not true. Everything I'm doing is straight my voice, straight harmonies, real shot, real recordings, real live. You know, if I make a mistake, it's so obvious. I have to spend so much more time working on my art form, and I put so much more effort into each song, and that's why every week I've been different and unique, because I'll get my piece and rewrite it and send it back in, and I want to be unique, I want to be different, I want the challenge, I want it to be to have my sound, my stamp on it, and that means working really hard on it, and some of the performances I've done, you know, if I miss one harmony or if I miss one beatbox, it loops that way, you know. There's nothing I can do. So I spend hours rehearsing and practicing just for that 2 minutes on air. And I'm proud of how far it's got and how well I did, to be honest. You know, it's not easy. And I'm stoked.
Hey, look,
stoked.
Sam, The Voice needed a shake-up, mate, and I'm glad you were the one to do it. Just quickly, let's have a quick listen. This is you performing with Kelly Rowland last night. Honestly, say that that's not a good voice. I mean, you've entered the voice competition. You've got a great voice, and that's why you've taken it out. Just before we let you go, man, can I ask, The Voice, it's a great TV show, but it doesn't have a track record of producing genuine stars beyond the show. Do you feel like you could be the one to change all that?
Look, I'm quite outspoken in my ways. You know, I've obviously come here with my own art form, and I'm pushing my own art form. And I've teamed up with Universal, and for the first time ever, they've let me co-write my single. And I know overnight it's climbed into the top four already. So it's looking like it's gonna be a good seller. But you know, if I'm drawn away from what I do and what I love to do and how I connect to my music, I will not be happy in the relationship, and I will be first to speak out against that. You know, I will not waver from what I do and what I love to do. And I think it's important that I'm different, and I won't be boxed into a world that I don't believe in.
So, and
look, let's see how we go. I don't care. As long as I'm having fun and enjoying my music, then it should work, right?
You sound like you've got a great motto on life, mate, and a great outlook. We wish you all the best with it, Sam, and hopefully we can get that song to number one for you if it's sitting at number four at the moment. So, Sam Perry, the winner of The Voice last night. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Sam.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate your time.
Get up with Gordy and Ash Pollard. 101.3 CFM.
Ash off for a couple of weeks. Producer Gia is here. Could you imagine if we go back to back with $1,000 Alpha Bucks?
I've been thinking that all day. Seriously, I was like, imagine if I just keep helping you give away $1,000. I won't have a job.
They'd start to think it's a bit sus.
Yeah.
They'd be looking into the people.
Gia comes in and the money just starts rolling out.
We gave it away on Friday, and hopefully we can go back to back today. Get your letter and the clues at the Facebook page. Just quickly, though, I have here some hot chips in the studio.
Oh, God, they smell so good.
This is from Tommy's Cafe, right near work, right near the Gosford waterfront there. So shout out to Tommy's Cafe.
Come on, pass it over.
I'm going to hold on to these chips. And the reason we have these nice, delicious, hot chips,
which you've already hoed into.
I had one. And it's not my fault that I can't not eat them, if this makes sense. So apparently scientists have found the reason why we can't resist hot chips. A new study's been done that shows food high in carbohydrates and fat take over our decision-making. Your brain tells you to eat them even if you don't like them or don't want to. So it's not our fault.
If I want them now,
no, I'm going to do I'm going to do a social experiment on the show this morning where I'm going to put these chips right here, right?
Right, out of arm's reach from me.
And you can't eat any of the chips until 9 o'clock this morning.
Oh, but you can.
Me, on the other hand, I can have a couple of chips.
Typical Gordy.
Let's just test this study this morning and just see if you can resist the chip.
Challenge accepted.
You can resist the chip.
I reckon I can.
Even with me eating the chip.
Maybe.
That's a tough one.
Yes, I can.
That is a tough
one. I'll stay strong.
We will put this to the test this morning. The hot chip. Oh, I've got to have one right now.
Mouth's watering already.
Everything from the Bay to Bay yesterday. Over 2,000 people took part in the CFM Fun Run. That is next.
Get up with Gordy and Ash Pollard. CFM.
Now, Bay to Bay, can I just say, over 2,000 people ran in the CFM Bay to Bay yesterday, which is an amazing turnout for charity. And all the volunteers that put that thing together do an amazing job as well. So just want to give them a shout out and say thanks for putting on such a great event.
Couldn't have done it without the volunteers cheering us along.
Yeah, they're there along the way, aren't they?
Yeah, giving you high fives.
And you're struggling and they're like, keep
come
going.
On, smiles up, guys, let's do it.
But last year in the Bay to Bay, if you haven't caught this story, in the second half of the run, Flynn, who's 17, he started running with us. And Alan and I were running it together. We had trained really hard to try and crack an hour 20. And towards the end of the race, he's kind of pushed on and you sort of run into Central Coast Stadium. So he's run into Central Coast Stadium. We've come in behind him. And as I'm running, I sort of run past this kid who's hunched over and I couldn't quite see who it was.
Oh, don't make excuses for yourself. Oh, I didn't know it was Flynn that was having an asthma attack.
He was having, but his mum was there looking after him and I regret not picking Flynn up and carrying him over the line. That's a genuine regret of mine. I should have picked him up and carried him over the line. It was a split-second thing.
Flynn is such a good guy that he would have done that for you, and you know that.
Well, this is why I want to get him back on, because the race yesterday, I was struggling. My knee was hurting. I was really pushing through. And again, he's, you know, young and fit, so he's pushed up ahead, which is fair enough. He doesn't want to run with me the whole way. He was a good 5 to 10 minutes ahead of me, right?
Which is where I was.
Yeah, he came back for me once, and then he went up and he said, Look, I'll catch you at the stadium. I thought we're going to see him as we cross the line.
He was such a legend. He was sort of running a bit ahead, going, guys, the 7K thing's just there. Keep going. And came back to us and was giving us updates. So motivational.
As I got into the stadium, Gia, expecting to see him over the line, he was waiting for us on the home straight.
Bless.
So we could cross the line together this year. Flinny boy.
Hey, guys.
Hey, mate. Mate, honestly, I did not expect to see you waiting for me there at the home straight to cross the line together.
Yeah.
But you did it, mate. I mean, you're a better man than I. That's what I will say. But I did a post on my Instagram about Flynn last night, and there just needs to be more 17-year-olds like Flynn. Do you know
what
I mean?
Seriously, man. Like, me and Kim ran past you and were like, come on, man, let's go together. And he was just like, no, I'm waiting for Gaundy. And people wouldn't do that.
No, it's a super nice thing you did. Did it cross your mind at all to just sort of go, all right, I'm going to get a really good time and I'll catch Gaundy across the finishing line when he gets here in 10 minutes?
No, it came to straight away. I thought it's all about teamwork.
Yep.
Didn't even think of the timing, so yeah.
See, and that is sportsmanship right there. And I just wanted to get you back on air to say thanks this morning, mate, honestly, to wait for me and to cross the line together. It was it was a great way to kind of wrap things up from last year and this year. Now, you have been raising money for your asthma foundation. I'm going to put that money into the GoFundMe page. We've done a post on our CFM one. We'll do another one again today, and the link will be in the comments section at the CFM Facebook page to raise some money, because the CFM Beta Bay is for charity, but you were doing it yourself because you're doing it for an asthma charity, Flynn. So how's the raising money and all that sort of stuff going?
Good. Haven't really checked it, but yeah, I think it's gone well.
Even if you've got a couple of dollars, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, just jump on there. Help out. I was running with someone who had a puffer, and the whole way I was running, I was going, oh God, is she going to keel over? So yeah. It's a good thing to support asthma sufferers. Do it tough. They can't breathe.
Yeah, get on there and donate for Flynn. But just that sportsmanship. Like, it actually, this sounds like it's in a Hallmark card or something. It warmed my heart.
Oh, Jesus.
No, I'm being serious. It actually made me feel really good that, you know, Flynn, 17 years old, waited for me so we could cross the line together. So you're an absolute legend.
Legend.
You're a fledgend. That's what you are. I've created a new word for you. You are a legit fledgend.
All good, mate.
All good, mate. See? That's just the Aussie
Flynn,
spirit.
Flynn, just quickly before we let you go, how long did you have to wait for Gaundy?
Oh, well, it's only, like, less than a minute.
See?
Oh,
he looked after
not.
Me again.
It
thanks, Flynn.
CFM's Alpha Bucks. Come on, let me show you what it's all about.
Ray Tookley, keen to get $1,000 this morning. Can we go back-to-back and give away another $1,000 after we did it on Friday? Morning, Ray.
Morning, mate. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Very good.
Very keen to give away $1,000.
Yeah. Have you been to the Facebook? Have you got the clues? Have you got the letter?
Yeah, mate, I got the clues.
Love it. All right, it is the letter B today. Each answer has to start with B. Get all 10, we'll give you 1,000, each one worth $10. Feel free to pass if you don't know. We can always go back to a question within the 30 seconds as well.
That's my tip. Yeah. I reckon if it doesn't come to your brain instantly, you just got to pass it and come back to it.
And just move on.
Yeah, don't waste time.
Oh, man, I'm nervous. Can we do it again?
Let's see.
All right, 30 seconds. We'll start after Gia asks the first question. Good luck.
Okay, Ray, starting with the letter B, name something you could buy at a bakery.
Bread.
A plant.
Bamboo.
A dog breed.
Border collie.
A Disney character.
Bambi.
Something you might wear.
Bikini.
A song.
Beautiful.
A board game.
Pass.
A male actor.
Brad Pitt.
Something you'd find in a hotel.
Blanket.
Simpson character.
Batman.
Batman in The Simpsons.
Simpsons character.
The Simpsons character,
I'm sure he would have made an appearance in an episode.
Batman would have been in there somewhere. Okay.
Are we taking it?
Possibly. Let's just quickly go back through here because you got bread on the first one. That's $10. Bamboo for a plant, yes. Border collie for a dog is $30. Is Bambi Disney?
I'm pretty sure it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Bambi's Disney.
I'll Google
it. I never know between, like, you know, Disney and all these sort of other cartoons.
Pixar.
Yeah, that's it. So 10, 20, 30. Let's say that one's 40. Bikini, 50. 60 for Aguilera. It is Disney.
Yep, I can say with authority it was produced by Walt Disney.
Awesome. $70 for male actor. Blanket. We're only one off. If we're taking Batman, we are only one off, and that was Board Game, which we would have accepted Batgammon or Battleship.
Battleship, come on. Everyone played Battleship when they were kids.
Yeah, it's hard to think about.
It is. Yeah. If it came down to the $1,000 too, would we have accepted Batman on The Simpsons? So $90, we'll take that, mate, straight into your bank account. Thanks for calling and playing the game. And Alpha Bucks, of course, all thanks to Harvey Norman Electrical. If you need a TV, you need to get in there and see these guys. Save massive bucks with Harvey Norman Electrical's 2017 model TV run out at Erina and Lakehaven. Just gone 8:14 on the show. I want to put a little something out there right now.
Okay.
13, 12, 16. If you've had a kid or you're in a relationship and you guys have had a kid, have you gone and got a plaster done of the baby belly?
Belly?
Yeah, of the baby belly.
Oh, like as in the pregnant belly?
Yeah, so you go and get the pregnant belly plastered.
But it'd just be like a concave, circle-y thing.
And as it got bigger, maybe you went back and got more plasters. I just want to put that out there, 13, 12, 16, because bizarre. I stumbled across something over the weekend at a home open.
A plaster of a belly?
On display for the world to see, but I want to put that to the ladies, 13, 12, 16, all the blokes if you're in a relationship and your partner's done that.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
Went to a home open over the weekend in Sydney.
Are you looking to purchase a house?
I wish. Have you seen the property prices in Sydney?
Oh, fair.
No chance. We're just at a cafe, and a lot of the time, if we're walking around somewhere and it says home open right now, we'll go just have a look, just
out
of interest.
You have a sticky beak?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know. I'm kind of fascinated with
how the other half live.
Just property prices and stuff. This place was going for, it was in Neutral Bay in Sydney, it was going for $2.2 million.
Oh, my God. Do you know that buys you?
Yeah, it was nice, but it was like a shoebox.
Mm.
You know, you're not getting much for $2 million in Sydney anymore.
Mm.
Nice suburb though, but something that I noticed in the home open, I didn't know what to make of it. And I didn't know if it was kind of cute, creepy, I didn't know what the vibe was, but a little sneaky photo, and this was actually advertised. This photo was actually in the pictures of the house that you could buy.
Is it frowned upon to go in and start taking pictures?
Quite possibly. No, but what I will say is that this photo was already on the brochure. So I didn't take a photo of anything that wasn't already
advertised. So if the legal department comes and asks a question, you go, I just got it offline.
It was already on the internet.
I'm out.
No, this is, seriously, it was already on the internet, this photo, so it's there for the world to see. But hanging on one of the walls in the bedroom is three plasters. And the plasters are of a pregnant belly. So it starts off, it looks like maybe a couple of weeks pregnant, and then it's a few more weeks pregnant, and then it's even more pregnant. And they're hanging kind of from top to bottom.
I need to get a look at this. I don't understand.
There's a photo for this at our Instagram page right now. So this is on display in one of the bedrooms.
You can see some very choice bits.
You can see it's not just the belly, right?
Yeah. It's like the top of the thigh and everything in between.
I got a real sense for whoever lives in that house.
Wow.
But, I mean, I couldn't work it out. I mean, is that cute or is that kind of a bit creepy in a way? I really couldn't work it out.
Like, it is artsy, but at the same time, they're not even hung, like, spaced nicely. And
they're just hung on top of each other. But I just love that thought process of, you know, they're, you know, expecting a child and they've gone, you know what we should do? We should get a plaster of the belly a few weeks in, another plaster. Yeah, and you know what else we should do? Let's hang it on the wall. Let's hang it on the bedroom wall so when people stay, they can see me pregnant prior to giving birth.
Was that in the guest room?
That was in the guest room for what I could make
out. That's not cool.
I couldn't make, I don't know what's going on
if
here.
If I went to stay at that house, all right, so I'm going to tell you, I am massively creeped out by pregnant bellies.
Right.
I think that they're really weird.
Yeah.
They kind of like alien sacks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a bit the same.
Cool.
Like when my friend Kate had a baby, she kept trying to get me to touch the belly. I couldn't do it.
Oh, you couldn't touch it?
No, she's like, it's kicking now. I said, oh, it's not, no.
You know.
But when Jamie has a baby, I'll be, you know.
We'll see.
That'd be different.
But yep. I don't know, ever since I saw that Mars, it was Maltesers ad, and the baby like kicked the Malteser from inside. I was like,
you're out.
Not a pregnant belly fan. I would never hang it on my wall.
So you're not going down to get the plaster and hanging it up for the world to see.
What else can I plaster?
That's an interesting question. I did want to put it to the ladies on 13, 12, 16. Is this something that's done? Do we have anyone on the coast who's going and getting plasters of their pregnant belly?
Ladies do love, like, they're very proud of the pregnant belly. You know, I mean, I'm obviously 23. This is why I'm creeped out by pregnant bellies because I'm like, oh, pregnancy, no thank you for me right now in life. Yeah. But it is a thing. I mean, people do plasters of hands, plasters of pregnant bellies.
Yep.
I mean, they just want to document the pregnancy.
This is boobs and all.
I mean, it's a full body cast.
That's from the neck down, that is, hanging up at the home open. You can call the show anytime, of course. 13, 12, 16 is our number here at Set.
Get up with Gaunty and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
Went to a home open over the weekend and in one of the rooms, from what I believe it was the guest room, was this plaster of a pregnant belly.
Was the house furnished?
Fully furnished, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't just that hanging in there.
Because that would be weird.
That would be super weird. But, it was there for the world to see, and it was in the order of, you know, by the weeks. So a couple of weeks pregnant, then a few more, then towards the end. And I just want to put it out there to ladies. Is this something that the ladies are doing, getting the plaster of their baby belly and then potentially hanging it up on the wall for the world to see?
I wonder how you go about that, going to someone who specialises in plastering. You go, yep, just mould my body, please.
Just, wow. Be a nice sensation, though, wouldn't it?
It would feel good.
Yeah, it'd feel really nice.
On a smooth pregnant belly. We're just poking out our guts and rubbing them right now.
We actually got one guy who commented on the Instagram photo we put up. If you want to see a picture of this thing hanging on the wall, it's at the CFM Instagram page.
Yeah, apparently his dad got a plaster made of his beer gut.
Respect.
So there's some hope for you, Gaunty. You can get one of yourself.
I love it. Maybe I will.
Let's do it.
I'll go get a dad bod
plaster.
And then
we'll hang it on the wall just over there in the CFM corner.
That's a brilliant idea. Let's go to Lauren at Hamlin Terrace. Morning, Loz.
Morning, guys.
What do you know about this, the baby belly plastering?
Well, my friend, she got hers done when she was about 35 to 37 weeks pregnant for the baby shower.
Yep.
And, you know, you just signed it and she put it up in her nursery for the baby to, you know, for all to see. Then she went and sold her house and it was hanging up there.
Still hanging.
There.
She sold the plaster with the house.
No. In the home open, yeah.
You'd have to pay extra for that, like, surely.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's kind of like when you get a broken arm and you get everyone to sign your plaster. Is that kind of what it is?
Yeah, it is. I mean, like I had my first when I was 21, so I didn't get to do this because he came early.
Yeah.
But everyone wasn't doing it. And then all of a sudden there was a big thing because it was all over Facebook and Instagram. I'm like, okay, this is creepy. And then, it's just every other baby shower I've gone to, everyone's got it. I'm like, okay.
Okay, now it's a common thing. Well, to be honest with you, it's the first I've seen of it. So if ladies are doing it, maybe they're just keeping it in the cupboard or putting it up
at their open house on the weekend.
Let's go to Kerry at Marty this morning on 13, 12, 16. Morning, Kerry.
Morning, Gaunty. How are you?
Oh, I'm great, mate. How are you going?
Pretty good.
That's
around the belly plastering. It's actually called belly casting.
Okay, belly casting.
I've got a really good friend of mine. Her name's Megan Kane. She is an Aboriginal artist here on the Central Coast, does some amazing work. She's been doing the belly casting for a lot of our Aboriginal women for a couple of years now, and it paints a journey of their pregnancy.
Yeah.
And at the end of it, they get to actually paint the belly casting, and it's their own personal journey then, and they keep that for themselves.
That'd be cool. I've seen some people paint their actual pregnant belly, but obviously the belly goes and you want something that lasts a bit longer. Yeah. So that's a nice idea.
Yeah. And so, Kerry, tell us...
It's a good memory as well as having the baby there, but it is a good memory of what their journey was like throughout their pregnancy.
Yeah, and if there's any ladies listening right now who have been enticed and they're thinking, maybe this is great, you know, great little memento, can we give her a plug? How do we get it out there? Is it just for Aboriginal women or does she do it for kind of any
No, ladies? It can be for any women, but she has done just for Aboriginal women herself.
Right.
Her name's Megan Payne.
Okay.
She works for the Benevolent Society and, you can get her onto it and she'd be happy to do that. She does Aboriginal art classes and, she's a great artist here on the coast who is very undervalued.
All right, beautiful. Get on Google and do that. Can I ask, Kerry,
yes?
Would she do my dad bod gut?
I wouldn't be surprised if she would do.
Okay. Let's chat off air and maybe we'll get this plaster. I want to get them all around the studio here, yeah?
Are we going to document your weight loss towards the wedding, perhaps?
Yeah.
Different plasterings.
Maybe I'll do one a week for the rest of the year and we'll have 52 guts of me just hanging around the CFM.
I will never come back in this studio.
Lock it in, Kerry. I can't wait, mate.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard, CFM.
How are you going with this hot chip study we're doing this morning?
I just have my nose in them.
We've been doing it since 7:30 this morning off the back of the study that suggests that our brains aren't evolved enough to resist hot chips because of the carbohydrates and the fat and the deep friedness.
Oh, my God. And they're definitely cold by now, but I definitely still want to put one in my mouth.
I did say that if you waited until 9 o'clock, you pass the test.
So I can eat them after 9 o'clock?
Actually, no. If you want to prove this study 100% right and that you can resist the hot chips,
yep,
then you need to let me throw these away.
No.
Actually, no, I won't throw them away.
Such a waste.
People go mad for, don't waste food. There's people out there starving, which I do get, but maybe I can give them to everyone else in the office.
In the workplace.
Yeah, other than you. So
I kind of want them out of my sight so I can stop thinking about them.
But you know what?
Tommy's Cafe, God, they do a good feed, don't they?
They have delivered well. And can I just say, congrats on your brain being evolved enough to pass the test.
Yes.
Prove this study.
6 minutes time.
And prove this study wrong. And we'll catch you tomorrow for a Tuesday.
See ya.
Have a good one. Oh, 3:30 left of those chips, mate.
Can I do now?
I'm going to finish those off. I'll play. Yeah, okay.
Let's go.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. CFM.